Hello, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
My name is Ida Anderson. I'm calling in reference to my daughter that deceased with a brain tumor. She was taking a Depo Provera shot. She had a, what it is, some kind of tumor on her brain that ruptured and burst and killed her and her baby.
That's terrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. And you said that you're calling for your daughter. How old is she?
Daughter is deceased. She's 34. She would have been 34 this year.
Oh, she would have been 34 this year.
Yeah, she has two little girls to raise.
I see. Okay, got it. And you'd like to see if you meet criteria to participate in this lawsuit, correct?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Have you ever spoken to any attorneys in the past regarding it?
No, I have spoke to one, but they told me that she didn't qualify for it.
Oh, they did. Okay. Got it. And
they got all the records. They told me she didn't qualify for, but yes, she had a meningioma tumor that ruptured on her brain and killed her.
Okay, so it was a meningioma. It was diagnosed as a meningioma.
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And have you ever signed documents with any law firms against Depo Provera regarding it?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Got it. So you'd be filing this claim on her behalf. Now, is she still with us?
She's deceased. She died last year, January the 16th.
Last year.
On the 22nd of January, she died.
January 16th, got it. Okay. I'm sorry to hear that. My condolences.
The 16th, and by being the baby was still living, I let them put on life support to save the baby. But 5 minutes after she delivered, after they took the baby died.
That's terrible. So sorry to hear that. Okay, so you would be the executrix, correct?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Okay, and you do have authority to sign on her behalf?
Yes, I do. I have full custody of her kids, too.
Oh, I see. Okay, got it. Okay. Now, has an estate been opened?
No.
No. Okay. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am. All my life, 59 years.
Got it. And was she as well?
Yes, she was.
Okay.
All her life.
And what was her main injury after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year? I know you already explained that to me, but I do have to ask a second time.
Because she wasn't trying to get pregnant again. She thought they got had her on the Depo Provera side.
Okay, got it. And what was she diagnosed with?
She had a brain tumor.
And that was called?
At the Arsenal Foundation in New Orleans, where they air admitted her to, they told me it was a meningioma tumor, and if she ever took back, she wouldn't be nothing but a vegetarian. But
really?
She never came out of the coma.
Oh, really? Okay, so she was in a coma as well. And where was that tumor located?
In her brain.
In her brain.
Burst on her brain.
Do you remember what the date of diagnosis of that tumor was?
No, I don't.
Okay, I do need to know that. Do you have an approximate date?
I think they told her last year in June, but I don't have no approximate date.
Okay, so you said last year in June?
Yeah.
Okay, so 2024, June?
No, 2023, June of 2023.
June of 2023. Okay, got it. Give me 1 second here. Okay, so June 2023 was approximately the date of diagnosis. And what was her date of birth?
7/31/91.
1991? Yeah. Okay. Got it. So July 31st, 1991.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And other than her, was anyone around you affected in the same way by Depo Provera?
Not that I know of.
Okay, got it. So now I'm going to ask questions about the shot or the pill that she was taking. Was it either a pill or a shot? It was a shot?
A shot.
Okay, got it. And it was the name brand Depo Provera that she was taking, correct?
It was the Depo Provera, yes.
Okay. Now, I wouldn't expect you to know this, but do you know if she was taking any sub versions or generic versions?
No,
or
she was taking the Depo Provera.
The regular. Okay, got it. How many years did she take it for? 2 or 3 years? Okay, got it. So it could have been 3 years. Hello?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. So I'll put down 3 years. And within 1 year, can you confirm that she had at least 4 injections prior to diagnosis?
And she was taking them every 3 months.
Every 3 months? Okay, got it. So it was every 3 months she would take them. So she'd have 4 injections per year. Can you give me a year when she first started taking them?
I think it was like 2016.
2016?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so 2016 was the first time she took them. And when was the last time?
She gained so much weight after that.
Oh, really? She started to gain weight from the side effects. And when was the last shot?
I don't remember the last shot because she had got pregnant on the shot.
On the shot, she got pregnant. So the shot wasn't even doing its job. Okay, got it. Well, she did use it for about 3 years, so 3 years after 2016. So 2019 would be around there she last took the shot?
Around 2020.
Around 2020. Okay, I'll put that down. Okay.
So 2016, she started taking the shot. She got pregnant with a second little girl in 2017. Had that baby, she had bad complications because she had developed diabetes and all kind of side effects from the shot.
Uh-huh.
And then she got back on the shot in 2018, and she took it up until she got pregnant again. Well, she got pregnant in 2023. That's when they diagnosed her with the tumor, but they said it wasn't active.
I see.
She was pregnant.
Okay.
Further she got up into her pregnancy, started having bad headaches and nosebleeds.
Really? Okay. So bad headaches and nosebleeds, and that's what initially got her to the hospital as well.
Yeah.
So she initially stopped using it around 2023 then?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. And so she did have a period where she stopped taking it in between 2016 and 2023?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Now, on to questions about herself. Can you confirm her gender for me?
She's a female.
Okay. And was she married?
Yes.
She was. Okay. And her first name, could you spell it for me?
L-Y. N-E-I-S-H-A.
L-Y-N-E-I-S-H-A?
Yes.
Okay. And her last name?
Anderson Roayed.
Anderson, and what's after Anderson?
Roayed, R-O-W-A-N.
R-O-W-A-N. And is there a dash in between Anderson and Roayed?
Oh, Anderson is her maiden name and Roayed is her married name.
I see. Okay. Got it. And is there a dash between the two?
No.
Okay, give me 1 second here. So Anderson Rowan. And so Anderson is spelled like normal, A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. And then after that, it's R-O-W-A-N.
Yeah.
Okay, and there's just a space between the two.
Yeah.
Okay, and does she have a middle name?
Elmyra, E-L-M-Y-R-A.
E-L-M-Y-R-A?
Yeah, Elmyra.
Okay, got it. E-L-M-Y-R-A. Got it. And do you know her social?
Yeah. Hold on.
Did you say no?
I said yes. Just 1 second. Let me give it to you.
Okay.
Okay. It's 439.
Okay, 439.
81.
Okay.
7575.
Okay, so it's 439-81-7575.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And this is your daughter.
Yes.
Okay, got it. And what was the date of death?
I took off the life support on January the 22nd.
And is that the same day that she passed?
Yes, 5 minutes after they took off the life support.
5 minutes afterwards. And you said that was January 22nd?
Yes.
Okay, and what year?
2024,
January 22nd, 2024. Got it. And what state was she in when she passed?
Louisiana.
In Louisiana? Okay, got it. And if the use of brand Depo-Provera resulted in death, did it occur post after 2005?
Yes.
Okay. And can you provide a death certificate? Got it. Now, on to questions about yourself. Your first name, can you spell that out for me?
I-D-I-A.
I-D-I-A?
Yes.
Okay. Anderson is the last name. Okay. A-N-D-E-R-S-O-N. And do you have a middle name?
M-A-E.
M-A-E? Okay, so... how do you pronounce your first name, by the way? I don't want to butcher it.
Ida.
Ida. Okay. So Ida Mae Anderson. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Got it. And what is your current marital status?
Single.
Okay. And what is your gender?
Female.
Okay. Got it. And you are the mother. Now, what is your social?
434.
434?
Yes, 02.
02?
2436.
I didn't get the first number of the last four.
2436.
2436. So 434-02-2436?
Yes.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
December 31st, 1965.
1965? Got it. So December 31st, 1965.
Yes.
Okay. And what is your primary email?
Ida Anderson, 65@gmail.com.
Okay. Ida Anderson, and that's spelled I-D-I-A. Anderson, same way that I spelled it before, 65@gmail.com. Okay, got it. And your primary phone number, I'm going to repeat this to you. Is it 225-636-3021?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is this your mobile phone?
Yes.
Got it. And how would you prefer to be contacted, through phone calls, texts, or emails?
It doesn't matter.
Okay, got it. I'll mark down email so you know who's trying to contact you. Do you typically work in the mornings or afternoons?
No, I don't. I'm on disability.
Okay, so you're free most of the day. Are mornings okay for you?
Yes, fine.
Okay. And what is your current address?
9878 Street View, St. Francisville, Louisiana, 70775.
Okay, got it. And the street name, can you pronounce that for me? Spell that for me.
C-R-E-E-T-D as in David.
S-C-R?
S-C-R-E-E-T. Street. Street.
Got it.
D as in A, B, C, D. D as in David.
Got it. And that is in Louisiana?
Yes, St. Francisville, Louisiana.
Francisville, Louisiana. Okay, give me 1 second. Sorry, just a second here. Francisville, Louisiana. And that's St. Francisville, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. St. Francisville. Bear with me just a second here. Sorry about that. And is the zip code 70775?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. Okay, I have that down here. Now, do you have documentary support to show that you are the next of kin? And that just means that you are the mother. Okay. And do you also have letters of testamentary? Sorry, you cut off there. I didn't hear what you said.
What does that mean, testamentary?
So if you don't know what it means, most likely you don't have them. But what they are is more of a trust. So that's the last will. So if that didn't exist, then it's not necessary for you to have it. No. Okay. Got it. Okay. And on to questions about Depo Provera. Was that administered by a doctor, or was she putting the shots in herself?
Oh, the doctor administered.
It was the doctor. Okay. Got it. And you did say that she took it for about 3 years, so that would be 4 shots per year. And so it would be about 12 shots total she was injected with. Does that sound correct?
Maybe more.
Maybe more. Okay. Approximately then. And do you know the name of her doctor that was her OBGYN?
Doctor? No, I don't. But I'm going to the women's hospital. I don't know the name of the doctor. But I know she was going to Lane OBGYN. Then they sent her to Fetal Paternal Medicine.
Uh-huh.
The woman's hospital, and she's a cleaner doctor. But you can get all the records. I'll sign for you.
Okay. Okay, got it. Well, what is her current primary?
Her primary doctor. Was
her last primary doctor.
Daniel Clemens. Yeah.
Dr. Daniel Clemens. Okay, Daniel Clemens. And the last name, I'm assuming it's spelled C-L-I-M-M-O-N-S.
No, Daniel Clinic. The Daniel Clinic.
Clinic,
C-L-I-N-I-C. That's the name of the primary physician.
Okay, I have that down. Sorry, you're just a bit hard to hear. It sounds like you're kind of far away from your phone.
No, I'm right here on the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry if I didn't hear that. Okay, and do you remember the name of the facility that he is located at?
The Daniel Clinic.
Okay, give me 1 second.
563-5584.
Got it. I have the address down here. Okay. And I do have a phone number for the clinic. Do you have any other phone numbers that you would prefer to give me?
No, all I know is 225-635-584.
Okay, got it. Okay. Now, going to the pharmaceutical-wise, Daniel Clinic, that's where she was receiving the depot shots, and that's where the only place she received them, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
The health unit before they closed
down. I see. Okay. Give me 1 second. Okay. Now, when she was diagnosed with the meningioma, did they go through a CT scan as well as an MRI scan?
I can't even tell you. I don't know.
Okay. So when they first found out, do you know if she got an X-ray?
I don't.
Okay, well, that is definitely something that we do need to know. So, do you know any other method of diagnosis they used?
Oh, I don't.
You don't? Okay. Well, do you remember what the doctor's name was that diagnosed? Okay. And what was the hospital that she was diagnosed at?
I think it was Lane Memorial Hospital.
Lane Memorial? Give me 1 second here. Let me see if I can find that hospital. Lane Memorial Hospital, and that's Lane Regional, right? Lane Regional Medical Center. Okay, I have that down. I know it's a lot of questions, by the way. Thank you for your patience.
I'm not in no hurry, baby.
Okay. And this doctor that did diagnose her, I'd have to assume was a neurologist, correct?
He was her OBGYN, and he still had to get some tests. I think she kept having the headaches and nosebleeds.
I see. So he's the one who referred her.
From everybody. She kept the heat from everyone.
Okay. Got it. Okay, I have that down here. And I do need some type of diagnosing doctor's name. I can just use her primary doctor.
Oh, you can get all that from Lane Hospital.
From Lane. Okay, got it. And do you remember the name of her last primary?
That was the Daniel Clinic was her last primary.
That's, I see.
The doctor that informed me of the mesothelioma tumor was the doctor at Arsenal, where they transported her from the women's hospital.
Right.
Airmitted her to Arsenal, where she was pronounced dead.
I see. Okay, got it. So I'll put her primary down for the time being then. Okay, got it. And in the past, before any of this, was she ever diagnosed with cancer? No? Okay, got it. And, all right, so going to treatment, what type of treatment did she go through after they diagnosed her?
Sir, like I told you, she kept it hid from us. Like I said, I didn't get away of the tumor until the tumor ruptured at her house, and they was working on her, and they transported her to Arsenal. That's when one of the Indian doctors at Arsenal told me that she had a brain tumor that ruptured on her brain.
Oh, I see. So it ruptured, and after that, they were trying to do surgery.
No, she was already, like I say, she left home. They worked on her to get a heartbeat because the baby was still alive.
I see. So she never went through any type of radiation?
Not that I know of.
Okay, got it. Okay, give me 1 second here. Okay, so the tumor ruptured, and they were just doing all they could to try to keep her up.
Yeah, and then after we got to Arsenal, the doctor at Arsenal told us if she pulled through there, she would be nothing.
I see. Okay. And the doctor there, what was that doctor's name?
I have no idea, but she could get all her records from Arsenal's clinic in New Orleans.
In New Orleans, you said? Okay, I see. So the hospital in New Orleans.
Jefferson Boulevard.
Give me 1 second. I'm going to try to find this hospital here.
He's an Indian doctor.
An Indian doctor, you said? Okay, give me 1 second. And this medical center that she was transported to, was it West Jefferson Medical Center?
Yes, it was.
It was. Okay. Give me 1 second here.
It was called Arsenal.
Could you spell that for me?
O-S-C-H-N-E-R.
Got it. Arsenal Medical Center. Okay. I have the address here. It's off Jefferson Highway. And I do have that phone number for the hospital as well. I'll go ahead and use that. Ochsner Medical Center, New Orleans. And the treating doctor's name, you did say he was an Indian doctor. I'm going to see if I can find their staff directory and see if I can find that doctor.
Call his name, I will remember.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, I'm going to name a couple of these doctors here, okay?
Okay.
So starting with Dr. Sarah Amjed, Dr. Megan Brooks, Dr. Andrew Guthrie, Ross M. Dunbar, William J. Hubbard, Jeffrey H. Burton. So the only somewhat Indian name there is would be Sarah, and Sarah, the name is spelled out as S-A-I-R-A, and the last name is A-M-J-E-D. Hello?
That's not it.
That's not it. Okay. Give me 1 second here then. Okay. Okay, I'm going to list some more names here whenever you're ready, okay?
Great.
Okay. So I have Dustin A. Abadko. And this doctor actually, this might help. This doctor was a neurologist, right? Or a neurosurgeon?
Yeah.
A neurologist. Okay, give me 1 second. And he was a male, correct? Okay. Okay, I have Dr. Etesham Khalid or Dr. Namir A. Kankar. Neither of them. Hello, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, I just heard everything go silent there. I named two doctors. Did you hear what I named?
Yeah, I heard.
That wasn't it either. Okay. Well, it looks like I'm not able to find the doctors off their staff directory. Okay, I'll move past that for now. Now, in general, do you have any type of family history of meningiomas?
No, I don't.
Okay. And the times that she was hospitalized, that was the last time that she was hospitalized before she passed, correct?
No, 3 weeks before that.
Got it. Okay.
Blood pressure had went up so high.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mark that off here. Okay, got it. And medical records-wise, do you leave those all with the hospital, or did you hold on to any?
They're all with the hospital.
They're all with the hospital. Would you be able to request them and receive them?
Yes, I can.
Okay, got it. And that would most likely be physical, so would you be able to mail them?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'll mark that off as well. And do you have any access to a MyChart login? So that's just the online, basically it's where you can connect to the hospital through your phone. It's okay if you don't.
No, I don't.
Okay. And do you have any emergency contacts that you would like to put down in case we're unable to contact you regarding the claim? Okay, got it. Give me 1 second. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put your email down for the emergency contact. So if we do need to, we'll just send an email, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so those were all the questions. Now, I do want to go over a couple of things just to make sure I have the correct information here. So starting with your address, I want to make sure I got that right because I didn't...
I also have a P.O. box.
You also have a P.O. box. Okay, got it. I'll just use your regular address here. But if you
I
could go...
I understand.
This is just for to know where you actually live at. If you could say it slowly for me, please.
9878 Street, St. Francisville, Louisiana, 70775.
Street D, St. Francisville, Louisiana, 70775, and this is a house.
Yes.
Okay, got it. I have that correct. And now going down to the doctor that was administering the Depo-Provera. Now, when she did receive Depo-Provera shots, where or what facility was she at?
The Daniel Clinic.
Okay, good. I have that correct then. And the doctor's name was Daniel Clinic? Okay, got it. And going down to her method of diagnosis, I know that you said you didn't know. So I do need an answer to that question.
Only thing we found out afterwards that they had diagnosed her with a brain tumor in June or July. She kept it a secret. She didn't tell anyone.
Oh, I see. Okay, so she... went on her own, and that's when they diagnosed her. Okay. But she was diagnosed by her neurologist.
Yes, at Lane Hospital.
Okay. Got it. And they, when it comes to the diagnosis of the meningioma, is there an MRI or CT scan?
Meningioma, yeah, we got the Arsenal Clinic in New Orleans.
Oh, I see.
The X-ray of the brain tumor had burst, and blood was all over her brain. That's why she was in a coma.
I see. Okay, and they found out about that through an MRI, and they were able to basically. Okay,
yes.
Got it. Okay, I have the answer to that then. And the treating doctor that was helping her through everything, this was the Indian doctor, correct?
Yes. He was there every day. He was there.
Okay.
He was there from the 16th of January till I took her off the life support on the 22nd of January.
Got it. Okay, so he was there throughout the entire process, and she was referred... I see it. And she was referred to him by Dr. Daniel Clinic, correct?
No, the Women's Hospital sent her.
The Women's Hospital.
She had delivered the baby.
Oh, I see.
The baby didn't live for 5 minutes.
Okay, so that was her, the Women's Hospital that sent her over.
Until we got to the Arsenal Clinic.
Okay, I understand. Got it. Okay, so I'll go ahead and just put down her primary for that, since they would most likely have the information regarding it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I can get them to send for it, and I can send it to you all.
And you could do that as well. Okay, got it. So that should be all of the information that I need. So that was everything. I'll go ahead and send these documents over now, over to your email, as well as your text messages, okay?
Okay.
Okay. And I apologize. I had to go through that so many times. I did just want to make sure everything is correct. It definitely helps to have all the correct information. Okay. So I'll send that over to you now. Check your email as well as your text, and let me know if you receive it.
Okay.
Okay, now it should be sent over here. Now you will be receiving that from Brandon Sharp. That's my full name. When you open up the link that I sent, it will open up the documents. These are the medical release documents as well as the attorney's retainers. So they will require a signature. After you sign them, let me know and I'll review your signature, okay? Also, when you open the documents, please make sure that all of the information regarding your full name as well as hers is correct. And by the way, I can't hear you.
Okay.
Oh, now I can.
Oh, Lord, I done missed it.
So if you have any questions on how to get through that process, please ask.
I did.
Okay, let me take a look here. Okay. And the signature doesn't have to be perfect. It just has to be legible. Did you hit finish? Once you get your signature through, it should say finish, and once you hit finish, it'll be sent over to me. Sorry, what did you say? Is it giving you a problem? Okay, never mind. I actually did get that through on my end. So let me go ahead and review your signature, make sure that this looks correct, which it does. So you are set from here. The claim is submitted on our end. The claim isn't submitted, but these documents are. Now, you are going to be receiving a call from the attorney in the next couple of days. So that'll be in the next 48 hours. Usually they'll contact you and verify all of this information. Once it's verified, that's when your claim is submitted. That being said, I'll go ahead and give you my phone number, so if you have any questions or if you want any updates, you can give me a call or text, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready for this phone number.
Okay.
Okay, so it's 949-274-8638. Yes, Brandon Sharp. Okay, so if you have any questions, like I said, please give me a call or text. I work from 8 to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, okay? Okay, so I apologize for all of the questions and such, but I appreciate your patience. Now, if you have any questions, please make sure to give me that call. But otherwise, you're all set from here, okay?
Okay, thank you, Brandon. You have a blessed day.
Of course, you as well. Bye-bye.